Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
We're back.
Hey.
Hey.
Isn't this awesome?
Hi, welcome back.
Hey, welcome back.
It's Lethal.
It's Lethal Refresh. And we're at we're at a different time and we're back.
It's a refresh for sure.
Every week. Now that we're back.
Yes indeed. At our permanent question mark?
For now.
Yeah.
For now.
For this semester slot.
Okay.
At least for this semester, we'll see.
Love a noon show. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. We got to do something with that.
Noon on a Monday. Got some new tracks coming up.
We're going to bring you into the afternoon. You can hit refresh.
It's a new year.
It is. There's so many new things
taking
place.
Every week, every year, every month.
Every moment of our lives.
Every second.
Well, one thing that's pretty much a constant is that I'm Danny.
I'm Jay.
I'm B.
My name is Stephanie. Welcome back.
Welcome.
And we are grateful to be broadcasting to you from the current unsurrendered territory of the Musqueam First Nation and the historical shared territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people in the city that has been labeled as Vancouver.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Meow.
We got lots of tracks for you today.
Actually, such an abundance.
Quite an abundance.
I hopped out of the shower this morning and the rays were on my face as I added my tracks.
Excellent. I added some interesting things too. How was your break though?
I was just going to say, we have new music that came out over the Christmas break that we haven't put on air yet. So we have lots of new stuff.
Oh yeah, there's plenty here.
How was your break, Jay?
It was good. It was very restful. I was just at home sleeping.
You know what? I feel that.
Hanging out with friends.
Yeah, I got to see all my friends from high school and go about town.
Excellent.
It was lovely.
Excellent.
I bought a lot of CDs.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. You got that
LCD sound system for $5.
Did you get the Godspeed one, too?
I did not get Godspeed, You Black Emperor.
Shoot.
Which was also for $5.
Damn.
But I had to pick up the self-titled
Excellent.
LCD sound system. Yeah.
Awesome.
I played a lot of CDs.
You played a lot of CDs?
Yeah. My girlfriend left her car here in Vancouver because her dad didn't want us to drive like through Le Mountain. So we used her stepmom's car, which didn't have Bluetooth at the time. So we just had CDs. We played a lot of Mila's dad's CDs from the 90s. And that was really fun.
Nice. You know?
We were trying to, like, LARP as if we were living in the 90s, but the car was, like, from 2005.
What were you?
No, you don't have to LARP. You're living in the now.
What were you listening?
A lot of Garbage, a lot of Soundgarden, a lot of Susie and the Banshees, a lot of...
Oof, nice. It's a good 90s mix.
Yeah, I can't really think of the others, but I've been looking at a lot of the 90s stuff, kind of very much on my 90s LARP era. But I realized that the Pit has been a thing, like the nightclub in the Student Union building, for a very long time. And they used to do alternative nights hosted by CITR every Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. They used to have like multiple.
Every week they'd do alternative nights hosted by CITR at the Pit.
And it's pretty much just Wednesdays now, right?
Yeah, Wednesdays, it's like, I don't know, I've never been to the Pit because it's definitely...
But it used to be like CITR hosted.
Yeah, too. So they used to do alternative nights, so it wasn't just... I don't know, I don't want to categorize them or stereotype them, but I don't know.
We got a wealth of old Discorder magazines.
I know.
Over the break...
Thank you, Audrey.
Thank you, Audrey.
A fellow patron from Seattle.
Yes, indeed.
It was great. I went through it. I saw some crazy things. I saw like a Stereolab microphones concert that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I saw like there was an interview with like Courtney Love.
There was
like
a Dave Grohl interview.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the guy that did the interviews with like Babes in Toyland and Lee like went to the shows and whole Courtney Love, such a misogynist. Like, I guess one quote I could say
is... Oh, the one about feminism?
The one about Babes in Toyland. He was like, I mean, I could show up and freak out like everybody else about girls with a Z doing something that boys with a Z have been doing for forever and perfecting forever.
Was this Dave Grohl?
No, this was Babes in Toyland. He was like, why would I be so excited about something when boys have been doing this and perfecting this forever? It's not a big deal just because girls are doing it now.
Wrong. Incorrect.
Loud, incorrect, buzzer
noise. I would
argue
it's a bigger deal when the girls do it.
Definitely. Oh, my God. Yeah, Scooter, you're one of my ops now. Sorry.
Yeah, we're beefing with the past today.
With the past.
The problems past with the past. Writers of Discorder.
The past will come back to freak you if you're not careful. Well.
And that's why we have a lethal refresh.
Well, speaking of CDs, could we seed these tracks?
Oh.
Being played.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, we can.
Nice segue. See me after class.
For sure we can. Yeah, I'll be talking to you afterwards about that one. No. So we're going to start off with three tracks here. How about we go Tropical Drone, Jackson Ramsey. If you've seen Jackson Ramsey live anytime in the past like year and a half, you probably, this might sound familiar to you. We're going to play All My Tokens by Nicholas Craven and Boldy James off Penalty of Leadership, and then Peace by River Tiber.
Yup.
So yep. Enjoy these three tracks and we'll be back.
Listen in. See you soon.
Goodbye.
Jack guy, skinny, and why? I I've been had the notion to stack up all my tokens. Cause all that broke shit rub off on you quicker than some lotion. And niggas talking all this ghost shit really ain't even focused. The loudest nigga in the room to me, he usually the brokest. You never showed devotion. It was things that was said that was never supposed to be spoken. Bonds that was never meant to be broken. Can't really remember a time we ain't had no motion. Been a shooter a long time, but lately I've been coaching. Yeah. Can't really remember a time we ain't had no motion. Been a shooter a long time. Let's get it. Don't even need a stylist. Can't even vouch our homie Rock, cause he not even solid. He never been 100, he never was a real one. Got all these niggas in they feeling cause I'm touching millions. Wasn't for my children, I probably would've crashed. Instead I ran me up a bag and shot it to the nest. You know we trap for real, hit the road, traffic pills. 10 bricks in a Jag truck, welcome to Jacksonville. What else? You know it's Creature Gang. Will never tell a speak a thing if they got me detained. I'm chewing. Don't get no fuck about who niggas screwing. Look at my sack, you see LA just like a fucking Bruins. Sipping and blazing with a whip full of Ravens. Playing soprano to the samples of Nicholas Cravens. Grand piano, getting bricks from the Asians. Put Belvedere in each one, the six and the half. I've been had the notion to stack up all my tokens. Cause all that broke shit rub off on you quicker than some lotion. And niggas talking all this ghost shit really ain't even focused. The loudest nigga in the room to me, he usually the brokest. You never showed devotion. It was things that was said that was never supposed to be spoken. Bonds that was never meant to be broken. Can't really remember a time we ain't had no motion. Been a shooter a long time, but lately I've been coaching. One bad apple don't spoil the bunch, that's why it's only us. Niggas be snaking, but we got them in the Cobra clutch. We clicking, my neck and wrist, I keep that on the slush. They know we bricking, shh, keep that shit on the hush. It's up, I'm the big bully with the fully. Probably burn more bridges than they boogie with the hoodie. When all else fails, it's all hell to the Jack guys. Running through the six with my walls like I'm Black Rocks. Go crazy. But them M Slim get shady. Kind creatures, we the army, nigga. Better yet, a Navy. Rollie with the whiny face, and like a fucking crybaby. I'm the type to spin a Drakey out of double 580. Throw some D's on that chop. Nickname it Mardi Gras. Bang it like I'm Little Rock, and I ain't talking Arkansas. Brody died a cold devil. I'm the angel rose from hell. But with my rights, I weigh my wrong. You weigh my pain up on a scale. I've been had the notion to stack up all my tokens. Cause all that broke shit rub off on you quicker than some lotion. And niggas talking all this ghost shit really ain't even focused. The loudest nigga in the room to me, he usually the brokest. You never showed devotion. It was things that was said that was never supposed to be spoken. Bonds that was never meant to be broken. Can't really remember a time we ain't had no motion. Been a shooter a long time, but lately I've been coaching. Yeah. Can't really remember a time we ain't had no motion. Been a shooter a long time, skitty.
Shadow is sorrow.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. We're back. Hello. We're back. You just heard three songs. That last one there, that was Peace by River Tiber. Before that was All My Tokens by Nicholas Craven and Boldy James. And before that was Tropical Drone by Jackson Ramsey, Fanta Records person, band.
Fanta on our Records. Label. Shout out.
I love Fanta.
Fanta.
Did we know why it's called Fanta Records? It's our record label here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Do we know why? I have no idea.
It's so you can live your fantasy.
That is true. That is true.
So you can drink it all.
It's so you taste cherry every time you listen to our music.
I drank it all. I drank it all.
Sometimes you eat it all, the Fanta, and then it becomes a record, and you just can't get rid of it.
How do we feel about that River Tiber track? I liked it a lot. It was really chill.
Yeah, it's nice. I like the fat booty bass.
Fat booty bass is our favorite.
I just really am a huge fan of like the palm muted like pick bass.
Tone. Yeah.
Thumpy, yeah. Tubby. I love it. I'm a big fan of Indigo by River Tiber. This is my brother got me into this album.
And Indigo. It's
I kind of haven't.
What years are from?
2016.
Oh damn. Okay.
It's got some of River Tiber's big hits. But yeah, everything I've heard from River Tiber I really like.
I like that. I could be off, but it for me, like the bit that I started really paying attention to sounded a lot like a lot of things I listened to in 2021, which was a lot of Hotel Ugly, a lot of Daniel Caesar, a lot of Joey Badass, a lot of like
I love Joey Badass.
Joey Badass.
Yeah. Shout out Leon.
Bad Butt.
I honestly, for me, the thing that kind of rung in my head was it might have been more of the vocal turn than anything, but it reminded me a lot of like early Tame Impala.
Ooh, yeah.
Which
I see
like
what you mean.
Yeah, it was
like
also
inner
like
speaker. Yeah.
Yeah, like a few years ago for me. But it had a really nice like dreamy quality. I was a fan.
Yeah, those were like three wildly different tracks, but we're gonna get into to a few that are very like they fit very well together in a row. We got Plain Dead by Willie Rodriguez off of the record Wet Dream. I'm curious to see what you guys think of this because this is really good.
I can't wait.
Then we got Rainbow Road by Prank Judy off Retail Worship Healing Therapy.
All right.
I think you were the one that showed me this, B.
Yeah, Prank Judy is...
They're local, right?
They are local.
Ooh, all right.
It's... Let me go to their Instagram.
That
it's
album cover.
Justin
fire.
Of Still Depths and other projects.
Okay. Connections.
Yes.
Is this Justin's new project or is that a different project I'm thinking of?
I think there's lots and abundance of projects from Justin, and there are other members of this band as well who are also all around and also add fantastic contributions to this album.
Okay, I'm interested to hear this one.
It's an interesting release.
Yeah. Okay. And then we're gonna hear there's a new Fortet track out called Loved.
I saw you added this. I am very very.
It sounded
stoked.
Very delicious, and it's like a nice come down after the chaos. So. Let's get to those real quick, and then we'll be back.
Meow.
Goodbye.
Try the best you can. It's So
Hello, hello. We're back.
We're so back.
We're back. You just heard three tunes. You heard Loud by Fortet. Before that was Rainbow Road by Prank Judy, Off Retail Worship, Healing, Therapy. And before that was Playing Dead by Willie Rodriguez. How are you feeling about those? About those?
I'm just happy that Prank Judy is here and local. And I think this might be my most favorite track from this album so far. I really did feel like I was on Rainbow Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I moved the Wiimote too far to the side.
It's a very,
I'm
like,
falling back to earth.
If you listen to the album, it's a very.
Definitely did not feel like that. My heart would have been beating out of my chest to that track if it felt like Rainbow Road. But.
Yeah, let's get real. Rainbow Road is kind of scary.
Normal to me.
The album just like keeps throwing like punches at you.
Yeah.
It's very like unforgiving.
It's very committed.
It is.
Which is a good thing to be always.
Yeah, I like it. I don't know. It doesn't do the same thing every time, and I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I feel that a lot.
In certain ways, maybe not all the ways because this is a different band, but I can maybe notice some through ties between like what last year's Best Plan for Your Life by Still Depths was doing. In terms of just trying to depart from like conventions of songwriting and like, you know, rock music and conventions of rock music.
Yeah, I like when the same person does something completely different. Like
for
you can't
sure.
tell where they're gonna go next. It's mm-hmm. really that's awesome. We got three more tracks coming up. We got some interesting ones. We got Melancholy by Dutch Masters. Then we've got Ghost of a Flea by Tall Mary. I wanted to go to this show on Saturday to go see Tall Mary, but I could not make it. But they have a track out.
There's a solution to that, you know. If you say Bloody Mary in the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at the... Oh, there is a mouse climbing up the wall.
Oh, wow. That's intense. In Studio A, there's an actual rat invasion.
Oh, wow. That's special.
It's not on the mouse sighting.
No, like, I saw it. I saw its tail. And we need to, like, actually play some tracks and, like, get this rat out of the studio right now.
It's a mouse, not a rat.
Okay, it's a mouse. We need, either way, it needs
bad.
To not be in Studio A.
We're going to play, and then after that one, we're going to play Something That Lasts by Immaterialize, Lipticism, and Fire Tools. So I'm going to play a few ads, and then we're going to be back. Or you're going to hear those tracks. Goodbye.
MRG Live is pleased to present the legendary DJ Shadow live at the Vogue Theater on January 23rd. Don't miss your chance to catch this pioneering producer performing music from his latest release, Action Adventure, alongside his rich 3-decade-long catalog, which includes collaborations with artists such as Run the Jewels, Nas, and De La Soul, among others. For tickets, head to admitone.com and search for DJ Shadow.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Hey Vancouver! For fans of Ocean Alley, Flip Turn, and Still Woozy, alt rockers Juice are bringing their signature blend of rock, pop, R&B, and hip-hop to the Biltmore Cabaret on February 3rd, with support from Hembry. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at admitone.com.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hey. We're back. We're back.
We're back.
Hi.
We're back.
Back with a very special guest.
Yeah, we got a mouse.
A mouse.
There is a mouse at the function.
We got a mouse in the studio
An
with us. Itty
bitty fellow
it's
with
so
a little
cute.
Paws
it's really tiny.
Who is
it's
not bothering anyone, but who should probably be somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. If you give a mouse a trackie.
We're trying to get bro to fold with some tortilla chips. Humane traps. I think it'll work. I mean, if I was a little mouse in a recording studio and all of a sudden some like bright, clear, green tunnels showed up and there was like a whole tortilla chip in the end of each of them,
I would crawl right in that
I
thing.
Would fold. I
like
what can
for
I say?
Some Tostitos in there. I'm in the
like a magical green tunnel out of nowhere. Like I'm in there.
I'd go for it too. I'd be honest. But you just heard three songs there. You heard Something That Lasts by Immaterialize, Lipticism, and Fire Tools. Before that was Ghost of a Flea by Tall Mary, and before that was Melancholy by Dutch Masters.
My only comment is I really like Fire Tools, and this track is great and has Fire Tools' artistic influence while also being very different and distinct from a lot of the stuff that they've made. But super cool. East Coast. Fire Tools is awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of bit crushing happening today.
Yeah.
A lot. It made a good soundtrack to like panicking once we spotted the mouse scaling the wall because it's like the padded walls for the sound studio and this little guy was climbing. I mean, there are a lot of climbers out here tonight. I imagine a lot of listeners that are climbers. It's like the hot new thing. Bro's just trying to have a piece of the pie.
Just trying to be alive. Trying to live in the moment.
No, I think bro's a climber and, like, brings climbing shoes everywhere, like, on a little carabiner.
It's possible. I don't know. I haven't seen him for a sec, though, but...
It's possible. Currently MIA, but you'll know if we spot the mouse again.
Someone will mention it.
It'll be mentioned. Do we have some more tracks coming
We got more tracks. We got three tracks. Some of us have
to go
to class, but Danny will
I'll
be here...
I'll be wrapping it up.
...to wrap it up. We got No Smoking in the Hallway by Double Virgo.
None. Do not.
Hard Drive, Heat Seeking, member of Baratalia. I think two of them are in Double Virgo.
Yeah. Good band.
Bedroom Antics by Tractor Beam. They got a new song out.
Tractor Beam.
And then after that, we got The Line by Kino Techie off Faith in the Vessel.
I'm so sad that I have
new
to
record.
Go to class right now and that
I
can't
know.
Listen to Kino Techie.
Yeah.
Kino Techie is like actually releases... an insane amount of music.
It's a lot.
And it's all really good.
Yeah.
I love artists like that.
Well, we're going to hit those up and then you'll be back with Denis.
That's me.
All right.
And the mouse.
And the mouse.
We'll wrap it up. I'll get bro on the mic. I'm sure I could
do
it.
He'll say something.
I'm nothing like y'all.
All right. Enjoy these.
Bye. So much fun.
wrapping your heart around my body like juice in the crust. Forever entwined, chicken in the air, cemented in time, pretending. Wrapping your love around my body. And we're such a we'll be right back.
How it'll work this year is the last 10 minutes of Lethal Refresh. We just me, Danny. I will carry you off until the end, and then we will pass you off to another awesome show, so trust you are in good hands. I also run Unseated Airwaves, which is also Mondays, 4 to 5. Check out our episode today on the men's mental health movement in the Indigenous community. Thanks so much. Bye.